Dare to Fly. This audio is to be played while you are on board an airplane. It will teach you how to apply Dare to Flying. Let's start with some quick, reassuring facts about flying. Your chance of being in a fatal accident flying is about 1 in 14 million. In fact, based on flying's incredible safety record, if you did fly every day of your life, probability indicates that it would take you 19,000 years before you would be involved in a fatal accident. That's 19,000 years with you flying every single day. You are, in fact, much safer in a plane than you are being a pedestrian or on a bus, on a train or in a car. I want you to therefore think of flying as actually a very safe thing for you to be doing. If you spent all your life flying instead of out walking, cycling or driving, you would actually be much safer. Imagine that. Think of the airplane, therefore, as a bubble of protection that you step into. It actually protects you from all the other more dangerous things you could be getting yourself into. You are protected and safe in an airplane. But what about the dreaded turbulence? There are no examples in recent decades of an airplane crashing because of turbulence. A plane cannot be flipped upside down, thrown into a tailspin, or flung from the sky by turbulence. From a pilot's perspective, it's seen as an inconvenience issue for passengers, not a safety issue, like a bus going over a bumpy road. So, no matter how bumpy it does get during the flight, just put on your seatbelt and remind yourself how safe and protected you in fact are in an airplane. Let's now talk about applying Dare to flying. Before you board, remind yourself that flying is an exciting thing to do, so allow yourself to feel that excitement and reframe the anxious feelings you have by telling yourself over and over, "I'm excited to be flying. I'm excited to be flying." And you should be. Flying is exciting. Allow yourself to feel that nervous, excited energy. Once on board, if you think it will make you feel better, tell one of the air hostesses that you are an anxious flyer. Just knowing that they are aware of this can help you to feel more comfortable. They deal with anxious flyers all the time, and it's nothing new or strange for them. I know when the door closes, many of you hate that idea of being confined in the airplane for the duration of the flight, but remember this. Your body can handle any amount of anxious discomfort that might arise. It might feel very uncomfortable, but it's not dangerous. You won't freak out, you won't faint or act irrationally. Diffuse those anxious what-if thoughts when they pop into your mind with a good "so what" or "whatever." For example, what if the anxiety gets really bad and I have nowhere to run? So what? If it gets really bad, yes, it will be uncomfortable, but it won't kill me. It will pass after a few moments. It won't keep escalating. Or what if we experience bad turbulence? Whatever, I'll treat it like an exciting roller coaster ride. I know I'm safe and that airplanes can easily handle the very worst of turbulence. As you taxi out, allow all the nervous arousal you feel to be there with you. Let it accompany you on this journey. Invite it to stay and tell it that you know it will probably get more intense during takeoff and in moments of turbulence, but that's okay too. Repeat over and over to yourself, "I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts." Expect a rush of adrenaline on takeoff. This is usually the most anxious moment of the flight for people. Adrenaline has a wave-like effect. It courses through your body in bursts, and if you pay close attention, you'll feel it pass in about 20 or 30 seconds. If your body wants to shake or shudder at this point, allow it to. Give yourself permission to feel the rush. Don't suppress it. If at any point you feel your fear escalate really high, respond by saying, "There you are, panic. I was expecting you to show up. So let's get to it." Then demand to experience more of the anxious sensations that you feel. You were never trying to run away from the fear. In fact, you were hoping it would emerge so that you could run towards it. I know this is hard, but trust me, it is the right response. The more you really get excited and demand to have a panic attack during the flight, the more empowered and confident you'll feel in yourself, because you're placing yourself in a position of power. It can sometimes help to become a bit emotional with the fear when you demand it to show itself, because this helps your emotions to release and flow. The sensations that terrify you are just sensations of an aroused nervous system, nothing more. The trick is not to try and stop the sensations, but to flow with them. Go spaghetti. Let your body feel loose. Sway or rock ever so slightly from side to side. Create a sense of movement. Let the emotions and the sensations run freely through you. You can also use the 21-second countdown to help diffuse panic. You do this by telling your anxiety that you're not going to waste any more time with any of its idle threats, and that it has 21 seconds to do its very worst. 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if after 21 seconds nothing has happened, it must stop making empty threats. Whatever the issue is that you fear, it must happen within the 21-second time frame. You demand it. If your heart is going to explode, then it has 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to stop breathing, then you've got 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to faint, 21 seconds. But absolutely no more time than that. By setting a specific time frame, you turn the table and establish clear boundaries of control. In short, you call anxiety's bluff. If it were a poker game, you'd be asking your anxiety to show its hand. This works because it places you in charge of the experience instead of getting tossed around by the sensations of panic and anxiety. It's a very subtle switch in perception that enables you to re-establish control. Adrenaline creates a nervous, jittery sensation in your body, so allow yourself to shudder and shake it off. Let your leg bounce or your teeth chatter. It's a bit like shivering when cold. This shuddering helps you to turn off the stress response and return to a calmer state faster. Once the feeling of heightened anxiety has subsided, place your full attention on something. Engage with a pleasurable activity that interests you. That might mean reading a magazine or watching some in-flight entertainment. If you've got relaxing music, now is a good time to play it. You'll probably find it hard to sleep during the flight, but do try and relax into it as much as possible. Lastly, I want to leave you with some tips to make your flight more enjoyable. Anxious flyers get distracted and stressed about even the smallest events on flights, like a passenger who argues with an air hostess or a crying baby. I highly recommend you bring an eye mask as well as some relaxing music to play so that you can retreat into your own relaxed space and not be disturbed by anything going on around you. You might also want to try noise-cancelling headphones to reduce the noise of the engines while flying. Bring lots of water on board with you. Drinking water throughout your flight will help you to feel more at ease and less jet-lagged when you reach your destination. When you do use the bathroom on the plane, stand in the power pose, which is basically a Superman or Superwoman type pose, for about 2 minutes. This pose is known to lower the stress hormone cortisol and trigger the release of testosterone, which will make you feel more confident. As strange as it might sound, studies show that just doing this for 2 minutes really does work. You can look up a TED talk by Amy Cuddy for more on this. So that's the end of the audio. If you're flying right now as you listen to this, know that you are very safe, even if it's quite turbulent. And that no matter how uncomfortable you might feel during the flight, no harm will come to you. You can handle this. You are much braver and stronger than you think.